I was going to say something else.
Going live now.
About women's underwear.
What about... Is it weird to know about women's underwear if you're a guy?
I don't think it's weird. I was in Victoria's Secret yesterday.
Yeah? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah.
Did you get anything nice?
I was having a good time.
I'm very familiar with women's underwear.
Did you put your blinders on? Because when you're in Victoria's Secret, you're not supposed to
look. I look at other women buying brassieres.
They're brassieres.
I think about it. I think like...
That's not cool.
Damn, they're going to go home and put those on.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I think about that.
But what if it's a gift?
So you pretty much... You like... You established a Victoria's Secret mindset when you were 13 and never.
Yeah, and then still when I get in there, it's like, oh, don't get a
just
boner.
Like 13-year-old, like, oh, yeah, this stuff is going to be on boobs later.
I still walk through that threshold, and it's like, yeah, this stuff's going to be on boobs later. Don't get a boner.
Going to be on boobs, which I don't see. Or
Yeah, but you can think
about
it.
You've seen a boob.
But now you're thinking about boobs.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to grab a hat.
Later, dude.
When I used to work retail.
He gets a little uncomfortable when we discuss this kind of thing.
No, don't start it.
Did you just show up?
Yeah. Don't start it?
Yeah.
Did you not have a chance to get a hat before this thing started?
This wasn't part of it?
I don't fear getting a boner.
This is just for the live guys.
Because I have, over the years, developed mental tools.
Yeah, you have that.
To destroy the boner within seconds.
We talked about that before,
There's like a little President Obama in the White House of my brain who can order a drone strike at any moment.
Executive decision.
To just annihilate my boner with a mental cruise missile into my loins.
Yep. I had to find a toque. We could start now.
Toque. It's cold.
Okay. All right, we can start now. Hit it!
Yeah, man. I'll go ahead and start.
All right, start the discussion. Go ahead.
No, I said hit it.
Oh. Well, you should say theme song.
Oh. And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Oh, we're back. New theme song. Sunday night, we're in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch.
Come on. Even if you believe us, keep watching. Bit it. We can't sing anymore. Legally?
Yeah.
Because Mark Ronson is known to be litigious and will sue our britches straight out of our pants.
He's English, so that's what they sue for, britches.
He's going to take you to Parliament and have his way with you.
Yeah.
Take your wig off.
Once he gets those britches out of your pants, there's nothing stopping
him. He's going to uptown funk your butt.
That's right.
Oh.
That's where he got the lyrics of the song to. They were originally uptown
funk your butt.
Yeah.
Funk your butt.
Yeah.
But then the queen said no. You have to change it.
So she said no.
Royal
order from the queen.
She said, God save me. I say no.
Don't drop the scone.
Drop the scone. That's what they say in British prison.
Yeah.
Don't drop the scone.
Exactly.
And if you do, they say mind the gap.
Yeah. Mind your gap. Definitely.
Because if not.
Cool.
What
yep.
was that?
You're going to
get. Up the poopa.
Right up Abbey Road.
Yeah. Uptown.
Yep. Yep.
Funk you up.
No, funk your.
You're going to be taking some golden slumbers.
You know, we were having a deep discussion before the podcast started. This little guy here, why don't they make him stilts? And he can walk around and he can be normal size.
What if you put on like a suit of armor?
Yeah.
That just had wood in to fill up the rest of the legs.
And you know, I think it'd be a different story, but back then they were so mean to him.
Yeah, I'm talking about medieval. If I was writing a medieval story, I'd give this guy some badass like steampunk stilts.
Yeah.
That way you couldn't disrespect him anymore because he's got like
he gets disrespected.
Badass gears.
Like not only badass gears, but like robot legs in a land where everybody's like with fucking swords and stones, badass robot dude comes walking up. Anyways, I think I just broke five parts of this toy squeezing it, but that's my idea.
I love how much Rocco enjoys it on top of the microphone.
Yeah, just put it on.
Rocco! We found out this week that Rocco has a weird thing with sound and audio equipment.
We found this out years ago.
There's some psychotic shit going on in my head where I want the audio to be good.
This is what happens.
Weirdo here.
No. Everybody wants the audio to be good.
Yeah, but he has OCD in a way that like I'm holding the boom mic and he goes, get this mic right here, ready?
Yeah.
This is the boom mic. He goes, okay,
he will unconcern himself with any person, place, or thing. To fix the microphone.
And nothing happened! Nothing.
Something happens.
Nothing changed. It's exactly the same, but he just touched it, and now it's okay.
Officially, is the weirdest thing about you.
Best example. Obsessed with microphones. The podcast from Toronto.
Oh God.
I wasn't.
Dear Lord.
That podcast. We had some microphone issues.
Yeah, because somebody else fucked it up. Not me.
You can hear it fine.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, yeah. Derek, let me tell you. Let's imagine this is a microphone, and I'm holding it, and I'm talking, and all of a sudden Rocco reaches over and goes like this. You're holding it wrong.
Manipulates.
In the middle of my story.
He manipulates his hand.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Like, he just did that, and I was like, okay.
That wrecked the podcast, too.
Yeah, because
it was right in the middle of his story.
You were pissed.
Like I said, everybody wants the audio to be good, but Rocco will disregard everybody in the room or whatever is going on to fix a microphone.
Right.
And that is weird.
Hey, right. I like your devotion to quality.
I appreciate it too. But he does it like in videos that aren't even his own. We were filming a video, our Tough Cops video, and I was
what?
Holding
Tough the, Cops?
Whatever it was called. Hard Cops, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was holding the boom mic and you stopped us in the middle and went, can you just
I don't even remember doing that.
It was in the middle between takes. You're like, you just got to make sure.
You're a master of
filmmaking.
You know,
shame on me. I wanted the audio
and
to
like
be
better. And like
the
podcast, nothing
me.
Fucking changed at all. The sound was just the same, but now I was pissed off.
You're right. The microphone would have been the same upside down instead of right side up. You're right.
It sounded fine.
Hey, you know what?
What?
The path of his voice hits the side of the microphone, but he uncovered the two... little
the
plastic
top
feet.
Receives it too.
The two little plastic feet resting on top would have. It could have potentially ruined
some
the
spatial
entire audio. So.
Yeah, you'd hear feet occurring. The whole show.
You'd hear feet.
You'd hear the pitter patter of little footsteps.
Anyways,
we can go on about
let's
this.
Let's leave Rocco
alone. Little
Tyron
Lannister dancing on the mic.
But let's just rest with a fuck him.
The chat is saying the audio is better since I moved the figure. You're welcome.
We have to have better audio now that the Patreon is gone.
Yeah, the Patreon's paid for the figure to move.
Wait. Okay. If that USB comes, oof.
Oof!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's better now.
It is.
I'm not even arguing. I think it's better now.
Anyway,
welcome to...
That's what I was going to say. You say it.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 376.
Welcome to the podcast. The episode number doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. We're your beautiful hosts.
And me.
We are... What are we? The royal family of sex?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Does anyone remember their names? I remember mine.
What?
I think it was the Prince of Penis.
That sounds like it could have been what I said.
I don't remember. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
You guys didn't remember? I mean, that was like the most important part
of
my week.
Something like the Master of Cunnilingus. That was someone. Is that me?
King of Cunnilingus.
It was the King of Cunnilingus. They were all alliterations, so I was the Maharaji of making out.
Mad.
See, you know.
Review the tapes if you want to know. It's out there. It's floating around.
Yeah.
Anyway. Eric was the Emperor of Ejaculation. The chat had it.
Yeah, well, that's undisputed. We all know.
Yeah, it was
we
the
all
Prince
know that.
Of Penis precipitation. It wasn't just the Prince of Penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
You wish it was the Prince of Penis,
whatever.
But I added the precipitation part.
I got that drip.
Yeah, you make it rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Good for you.
If this is your first time watching the podcast, hello, I'm Derek Acosta here with Rocco.
Sean.
Bote. Well, I won't. All right.
I thought Sean. He was...
Sean.
I'm just a guest. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Single name actor. Especially Sean is like Sinbad.
I'm like Madonna.
And the rest of the crew. Welcome. It's been an exciting week for Mega 64. We put out a couple of new videos since our last podcast.
Yeah. We did. We put out a brand new, all new prank video. It's what you have to do to be among the YouTube elite. We realized... this video game stuff, that's for nerds. We got to throw that out. Yep. And we just got to get to the heart of YouTube. So we put out a killer prank video. It's a good time. Gather the family around if you haven't seen it yet. And watch Genital Mutilation Prank.
Right.
Watch it. Your kids are going
to
love it.
I think it's our finest skit to date.
Yummy.
Oh, yeah. That's confirmed.
The pranks, just it's a killer prank, man. We got all kinds of funny reactions. People thinking their pee-pees
are gone. It's funny because we did that video and it's so heinous. And that was a tamer version of the video we were parodying. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't even think it's that heinous. I think it's a good video. I like it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. The dick mutilation prank. We got our It's the genital mutilation, Frank. Yeah. Excuse
I really
me.
Do I like
it. Be, you know, be appropriate.
Yeah. My favorite part is that you go above and beyond. You chop up hot dogs. In that. Yeah. I mean, even on Eric, we who knows up, that's not his.
We chopped up so many hot dogs, and you know what? Somebody.
It's a satisfying sound.
I think the latest comment is like, what happened to the Indian guy? Why is he not in the video? Referring to me. I was I was the guy chopping up the wieners.
You're the
you know
dick
what?
Cutter.
You yeah. know what is something that you no one knows about? Maybe they saw them behind the scenes and didn't finish watching that. But that you're wearing a gorilla suit.
Yeah, you don't really
for no
see
reason,
that.
You're just
yeah.
wearing it.
Yeah,
you don't see that detail too clearly.
I was in my mind there was Cheers, a whole backstory to the skit, and I played the character known as Dick Cutter. And you heard a couple of my lines in the video, but I had so many lines during the taping of this. And they were all just threats about how I was going to brutally cut off Sean's penis. And my costume was a ski mask, a trench coat, and then, yeah, like a gorilla suit with the gorilla, like, nipples exposed.
Yeah, it's got like a
because I just thought it'd be, like, weird and creepy, but you couldn't really see the suit. But I think the video still turned out really funny.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite videos we've done this year.
Honestly. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that video.
I can't stop laughing at all the reactions. Eric and Sean are so good in it. Derek is funny in it.
Yeah, I think...
And on top of that, that's all the stuff, just watching it, I'm enjoying. But I love playing Johnny Nutmeg. That was so much fun. Yeah. Getting to talk like a little cute British boy. Hey, aren't I so handsome? You
You're
know,
like
whatever.
It
was so...
Yeah.
Oh, and I ended up having fun. I think I have more fun when I'm... when I play just... shitty, annoying people.
I think we were,
you know,
like I think you should. I would like to know your feelings about the costume you were wearing because I felt like you were happy to put those clothes on.
Yeah, we went. We went shopping ahead of time. We went to the mall and got, you know, like what would this guy wear? And that ended up being really fun because it was like, yeah, it was. It wasn't buying a costume like Shadow of Mordor. Oh, we got to get armor. Oh, we got to get things specific to a time period. It was like, no, this guy's here right now. What would he wear? And it was kind of fun deciding that. I don't know. I don't normally get to do that. And yeah, so I wore like, yeah, these weird sweatpants kind of things.
From a clothing store.
Shirt with stripy.
What's funny, I think, is that you looked really fashionable, whatever. Yeah. And I'm sure all those people who wear those clothes want to look fashionable. We walked into a store and spent 5 minutes and picked random clothes off the rack, and that was the costume.
Yeah.
So for everybody thinking you looked really fashionable, it was honestly just Joe Blow walking off the street. Those.
But you know,
it's that easy.
But I think those clothes, like, I was ready to just put on whatever. I didn't need, in my head, I was like, we don't need to go shopping. Like, but Derek actually suggested, no, we should go shopping. Let's look for stuff.
Yeah.
And that ended up helping because I really look like that guy. Whoever we were trying to create. I just feel like I'm
Johnny
another person. And I didn't even think, I looked that bad. I just looked like alternate universe me.
No, you look. Of the time.
You look like a YouTuber contemporary. Who's making a little money, goes to the mall, and picks out some nice clothes.
Takes about 5 minutes to do so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Johnny Nutmeg, great character. I'd like to see that character come back in future
videos,
perhaps.
When we were filming that, the hot dog... I don't remember what you saw in the behind the scenes, but, like, the hot dog juices kept getting on the mask, which ended up just being underwear they put on my face. And, like, when it was on my face, it was just, like, hot dog juice.
How was it getting onto the mask?
Because when Derek was, like, we did...
He'd flick it around.
A couple takes of it, yeah.
Okay, so the video, I don't know if it's clear, but Eric had a hot dog taped to his belt, and we snipped that off. And, by the way, that's my favorite moment, when we cut his wiener off, and it's, like, goes to Mad World Piano, gets me every time. But then Dick Cutter had another hot dog in his pocket. And so I pulled that out and, like, pretended – in my mind, Sean's adrenaline, the character, he would be going so much that he would just believe anything that happened. So then I, like, pretend it's his own thing. Yeah. So I had hot dogs in all my pockets. Like, there were hot dogs everywhere, all over the floor. We had to do multiple takes.
Where's this trench coat?
It's back on the costume rack.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It smells clean.
It just smells like
it's all good.
Yeah, it just smells like
that. Those scissors were sharp, too. I think I, like, sliced my finger a little bit when I was trying to cut Sean's wiener, which made me feel, like, reckless because, like, moments before that, I was teasing Sean. He was all taped up, and I was, like, swinging the shears all around him.
That is, like, frightening to me.
Because he's in a chair.
That was scary.
You were getting close.
Well, here's the thing. I felt like I was in complete control, so he had nothing to worry about until I cut my own finger.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe he was justified being a little worried.
Even though
but,
you're in complete control, I have no control of the situation. I'm like, can't move.
Well, I was like, getting you into character.
I was
imagine the real Dick Cutter. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's going to be even more reckless.
Yeah. I yelled so much that first take that I threw up. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
But I was going to swallow it, and then I was like, no, it's better if you just spit it out, because it looks more gruesome. So I just like, yeah.
So is that in the video?
No, I don't think it made
it. I think you can kind of faintly see it in a couple parts. But I was going to say, so the behind the scenes for that video came out today. If you're watching this, we're recording this on Sunday. As a little bonus, we put it up today, and I'm proud to announce that the behind the scenes of the video is purely the camera from the merch area of our warehouse, and it's just Kevin packing people's orders as he listens to the horrific noises. That's it.
Really?
Kevin showed me that footage, and I went, well, there's our behind-the-scenes video. That's all you need to see. Yeah. It is uncut, just that. But I put one little extra stinger at the end, and it's Sean when he was fastened to the seat and couldn't get up. And we rubbed dirty underwear in his face.
Oh.
That was in there. That's
that was
all
good.
So that's all they
classic
saw.
Classic moment.
Very
classic,
fun.
Great moment. Yeah. But anyway, I was going to say just real quick, what was weird with that? What was weird with that video is, so basically we put that out and are kind of, and you know, we were kind of in this mindset. We were kind of inspired by these pranks we were seeing that were just kind of, like, inhumane in a way that, like, you know, when you see a prank by, like, the Jackass guys or whatever, they get it. Because it's, like, it's just dumb. It's, oh, hey, we're going to throw funny stuff at a wood chipper, you know, or stuff like that. But we're seeing this trend of pranks that were like, look, I said a racial slur to someone to their face. Like, okay, these people have natural human reactions to danger in front of them, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not anything really that funny. And so we really, we took it to the furthest extreme we possibly could, which was, what if you thought, you know, you were getting mutilated in the worst way possible? So,
yeah, and this idea of just, like, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
It's a comedy video, the entire idea is something that's inherently not funny.
Honestly, I think that was the discussion was, what's the least funny thing that could happen to you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But anyway, genital mutilation. But anyway, so we did that. It's funny because I can't think of any other video. I mean, I'm sure there were some earlier in the year, you know. We did a Metal Gear video recently that was really big, and I got lots of good feedback on that. But I got more feedback on this video than ever. I got so many emails that were like, oh, wow, you nailed that kind of video, or you enjoy, you know, such great positive feedback. I want to say thank you to everybody. But it was funny because when we put it out, the view counter is in real time now, and it used to get stuck at 301. But it was but it was like 100 for a long time. And even right now, the views aren't that high on that video, and when we put up when I put up the behind the scenes today, they were high really fast, and I don't know if something was weird that day, and I think I vocalized that to Derek the other day. I'm like, I don't know if the counter is maybe not functioning correctly. It's just not
my
that high.
My theory was people just don't want to watch a video called genital mutilation.
That was Derek's response. I said that, and Derek went, do you think maybe people just don't want to click genital mutilation prank?
I think
so. And I was like, well, I'll stop researching this.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we talked about, I was like, hey, there's going to be a lot of people who watch this who don't know who Mega 64 is and think this is a real prank.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people who thought it was a real prank and didn't watch it. So.
When you tweeted it out, I thought it was a collaboration video because of the way it was written. You hit it pitch perfect. I'm
awesome.
Like, oh, wow, they did like a prank video or something?
There are a couple comments that I saw, I think they're on Facebook, of people who clearly did not click it that were like, well,
can't believe
RIP. And you know, sometimes people post fake stuff.
Right.
But I'm usually pretty good at seeing through it. And there was someone that was legitimately like, this really breaks my heart. Like, this is just clickbait bullshit. And I used to like you guys. And it's like, oh, man, just click it.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. I know you don't want to.
There were a couple comments, people who obviously thought the prank was real. So we were a success. One guy was really offended that we would run up and hug and kiss a girl on the street where she wasn't expecting it.
I love that. I love that.
You know,
that was a good part.
You know what's funny, too? I will, going back to when we filmed that.
Yeah.
So we went with our friend Nicole. You guys know Nicole from a lot of our videos. We went down to the beach with her, and we were like, okay, we just need one quick shot where I'm going to grab you in public, and you're kind of, okay, whatever. But we're going to do it completely not a thing. You don't have to We don't have to make a big scene, and we're going to make it clear to everyone. We're not hiding the camera or anything like that. It's clear that we're just messing around so that no one thinks there's a serious abduction or anything like that. And it's so funny because even doing it all so overtly and deliberately, and showing everyone our gear and whatever, I still felt like when I did that, there were still like two or three people.
Well, yeah.
It's like, oh man, this is, it was like, I just thought, oh, we made it so clear, it'll be fine. And it's like, I still felt horrible in the moment. Yeah. And I don't see how any of these people can do that. Yeah. That kind of stunt for real.
Yeah.
That I felt so evil, and it's like, but
you know what?
It was nothing. We were just,
but there's,
you know,
guys out, those like, people that try to kiss girls.
Yeah.
But you know what? As a stunt.
I really, I don't believe that's real.
Anything
what's
for the
no, I think our, that's all bullshit. They put an ad on Craigslist. They got these actresses.
No. Yeah.
I really think it's all
I don't even think it's that. I think it's some friends from college.
I think it's a lot of it's bullshit. I watched this one video recently of a guy being called out. He had like a huge viral video about a guy, like a blind guy, going out on the street asking for a change for a 20, but he handed him a 50. And then they would give him the change for the 20 and then take the, you know, it's like honesty prank or whatever.
Mm-mm.
And so, or honesty bit.
Honesty
and so,
prank.
So basically, honesty prank. But,
real
so it was like an Inside Edition interview with the guy because he had like 13 million views and it was a big deal in Australia. And it turned out that all the actors who were blurred out for the sake of the video were all actors he got on Craigslist.
Yeah,
and like, we're all fucking pissed because like, we
I
thought he was
that.
Doing some movie. We, he told us what we were doing. We were just fucking around. And so now like, anyways,
if
a lot of that
making,
shit's fake. It's all fake.
If you're making a lot of money on YouTube, you
don't
can afford
it.
To hire a bunch of fucking your friends to act for you for almost nothing.
So anyway, so that was extremely weird experience.
We keep it real.
Something that also came up in putting out this video is something that I think has become. I always like to share, you know, my thoughts or my insight into different types of things that maybe isn't clear on the surface and.
Okay.
What has really become my least favorite form of feedback is when, and I don't think this applies to anybody watching this right now, but it's kind of more general.
You guys are safe.
Yeah, no. More general thing is when we get I'm sure people watching this have seen this too. When you get that kind of comment that's like someone mad they're not like in on a joke, like, ah, what? I can't enjoy this video. What is this a parody of? Someone tell me what this is a parody of. What? And, you know, and this video was, you know, a parody of the general type of video, you know, that we were talking about. But then there's videos that we do that are just silly for the sake of silly and they don't have anything to do with anything. And I'll still see one or two of those in there. Someone tell me what this is a parody of. Oh, and then someone will say, oh, I think it's supposed to be this. Okay, finally. Thank you. Now I like the video. And it's like, man. We really try hard to make these videos stand on their own. And I think this video doesn't need an attachment. Even though we're talking about what inspired us to do it, I don't think it needs you to see anything else to enjoy it. And I think, you know, that intro really sets it up well. Look at these horrible pranks this guy does. They're not funny. He's going to do another one. And I think that's all you need to see. And so I'm a big firm believer in it could stand on its own.
But I think, I mean, to be honest, this video did draw pretty closely from a specific video that came out recently that was a big hit.
Sure.
And if you look in the comments, a lot of people are familiar with that one. And you could track it down if you really want to see the original. But I agree with Rocco. I don't think you need to see the original to enjoy this video.
Yeah. I think
those comments, though, come from, I think our sense of humor. It comes from the fact that our sense of humor is a little bit dry, and I think it's a little bit funnier when you walk the line of, is this something that's really happening? Is this a joke? It's the kind of humor where you have to know, like, these guys are definitely joking, and it kind of makes you laugh. But if you have to ask that question, I could see how people would get confused.
Yeah, so and so I was going to say, too, I'm not complaining because I understand why that is. A lot of the things that we do in Mega 64, there are a lot of fake
that off you.
Hairs on me.
I just been watching it the whole show.
But, you know, I think I'm not complaining at all or really blaming those people at all because a lot of what we inherently do as Mega 64, we have so many inside jokes and... You know what I mean? Amongst us, you know, the second somebody says, is she nice? There's a ton of people who know what that joke is.
Yeah.
And we don't explain that and we don't whatever. So, I mean, we've essentially raised a ton of people watching the videos to think that way and go, oh, this is something. But then there's videos that we put out. And the perfect example I always think of is when we did our video, FERP. Solving the PS3 network. People,
what do you think?
So many people were like, what is this guy parodying? Who is he parodying? And it's like, oh man, it's just a silly video, you know? So I'm just vocalizing thoughts. Yeah. I'm not people really complaining. I don't blame anybody.
I think people don't realize how much like stuff influences comedy, and people who constantly have to put stuff out take a lot of references from things that you may not realize. For example, I was just reading this article recently, and it was all these moments in The Simpsons that were taken from like real photographs from the 70s that they had recreated. And it was a really interesting article because I had never realized it as a kid watching The Simpsons that just they were making fun of so much stuff. But yeah, there would just be little scenes where it's like they go to a music festival and the way it's drawn is like the cover of the Woodstock album.
Yeah,
or like there's a famous photo of all these people fleeing Saigon, and there's a scene in The Simpsons where everybody has to like get out of a mall, and it's a recreation of that photo. And it's just funny sometimes to reference real stuff and put it into your silly, stupid video.
Sure.
Even if people don't always get the reference, it just makes the video funny.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I could point to one of my favorite bits in South Park was after everything goes wrong at the Blockbuster, and it's it's Randy going down aisles with a sledgehammer, and it's shot just like The Shining.
Yeah.
And I watched it knowing, I love that they did that. But if you haven't seen The Shining, that scene's still funny. He's still like lumbering around like an idiot. So anyway, whatever. I'm just vocalizing my thoughts on that. But like I said, I don't hold it against anybody because I get that.
Yeah, I think it's cool though when people do that, because like when you. The Shining has all these emotions, and the way it's shot makes you feel it. The Shining is a movie about a person going crazy.
Yeah.
And so when you take a scene from The Shining and put it into a thing like South Park, then it just makes it all the more like his dad's going crazy in Blockbuster.
It's a comedic
layer. It's richer.
Yeah.
The best line in the video is, I snatch kisses and vice versa.
Yeah.
By
and
far.
And that's something taken out of reality, too.
Yeah. Didn't we see that on a shirt or something?
Yeah. It comes from, like, old Harley Davidson shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, it's that, and then a guy, like, a motorcycle shirt, and on the back it says, if you can read this, the bitch fell off.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
It's like that kind of shirt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And you told me about it years and years ago. And it's funny, because then when we recorded this, Eric was like, all right, I want to do this, but I can't think of what to say. And it was like, I almost in a moment of like, Eric, duh. I was like, kisses and vice versa. You have to say
It's always been something we associate with Eric in our group. Just, I think you told us about it or something.
Yeah. Just the meh.
I didn't realize that you actually made a Vine account and then a fake Twitter.
We
also.
Made all that
and
stuff.
I was like, oh wow, it's all really there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you dig a little deeper on that video and look those. Fake Twitters.
Hey, you know what? Rocco and I had. Yeah. It was so fun to make those accounts and then to follow people. Like, who are we going to follow?
Who
like,
would this guy follow?
That was like the most fun.
Well, this gets meta.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, yeah. We went like, barbecue shark. Deep into it.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
I think we should announce next week the special event that's happening right here.
Yeah.
In this very spot before your very eyes.
Dude.
Christmas cast 2015.
Holy shit.
1 week from tonight.
Yeah.
It's Christmas cast.
Mark your calendars. Get it off of work.
Get your appetites ready.
6 p.m. Pacific. We're doing it, and it's gonna be a real holiday.
Do you guys know what you're gonna do?
I figured it out. Yeah.
Really?
I've got it.
I don't know yet.
You don't know? No. I know what I'm gonna do. It's a surprise.
I've boiled it down to a few, and it basically comes down to what will be secured this week.
I'm gonna be bringing in an original recipe. It's something. It's a meal no one has ever consumed before in the history of mankind.
Yeah,
it will be. Have you consumed it before?
No, I haven't.
It's an interesting.
Oh, wow. It's going to be the first time anybody's had this delicacy, and it will be recorded live on the Christmas cast.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm really excited.
You're going to eat a lot of it.
Oh, there's going to be a lot. You can have some if you want.
I'd love to try.
I'll bring enough for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Because the fun part of the Christmas cast has always been the voluminous amount of food.
But we were talking about last year's Christmas cast, and it's like, I had a plate of ribs, and what did you
eat? I had mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of like, good food. A lot of it.
Yeah, it just came off like we're all having a nice meal.
Yeah, but where was the spectacle of it all?
Yeah, we got to get some spectacle
back. I've always tried to make it gross to other people. Because I like, take Vienna sausages, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah.
I like them, but they gross normal motherfuckers out.
In quantity, it's terrifying.
So eating, 30 of them in a row I thought, really good for
me. Was that what you did last year?
No, that was a few years ago. Yeah, I don't remember what I did last year.
Can I have those eggs?
Kevin, I was going to say, the only gross out factor we really had last year was Kevin's eggs. And I still can remember every detail of the taste and the texture.
Yeah, they were delicious.
I regret eating those.
Kevin?
I have a couple ideas.
Is it worse than the egg?
Kevin ran out of the
No way.
He didn't say anything, but he just kind of smiled and nodded his head.
He ran one idea past me, and I just thought, this is the worst and best thing I've ever heard. Wow. And I'm scared.
I know of someone else bringing some pretty dark shit, too, and I'm not happy about it.
Wow. Dark shit.
Dark shit.
Well, mine's not going to be dark shit.
Yeah.
Dark shit means the animal's gonna die.
Well, that's the thing. I'm interested. Yeah, hey.
Or like diarrhea in a bowl.
We've always done one thing. Like, you've done butter, you've done wine. It's one thing. You're making a meal together with multiple ingredients. I'm very interested in this. I think as advanced as I've got was tuna and mayonnaise.
Well, that's normal though.
Imagine Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
got a double down sandwich. And poured the Ninja Turtle ooze all over it.
Oh, man.
Then hoisted it up to the top of his castle and let lightning strike it for 100 years.
Jesus.
And when he brought it back down, that's the dish I'm going to be bringing to the Christmas cast.
I don't know what I'm
going to do. One from the vault. Yeah.
Mine last year was 35 packs of oatmeal, which is funny in the thought. And it was funny to make and bring, but I'm so busy walking around filming everything that I didn't have time. Yeah. So I got to figure something out to eat quick and then go back into filming. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
People say
they'll start a GoFundMe for the wine. I don't think that would even do it. I'll do a lot for money, but that was...
Yeah. I see you drunk.
That big check. You
know
tell
what?
Me if you
honestly,
do it.
It probably was a good lot. But no, I'm not going to do it.
Hey,
I'm not going to do it.
The people just heard it.
I think you should smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Sean has never smoked a cigarette in his
life. 20 cigarettes.
We were joking around earlier about... We made a joke about the cigarette thing. And then I made a joke, you should eat a pack of cigarettes. But then I thought about it. Would you get serious nicotine addiction eating a cigarette?
No.
You wouldn't? Because
I don't think you'd get addicted. I think you'd get sick, but I don't think you'd get addicted.
You don't think you'd need nicotine?
I think addiction is more of something that develops over time. So one,
sure,
if you
but
just,
it wouldn't be stronger
if
eating them.
If you
just
ate
stronger?
A bunch of cigarettes at once, you would probably be less inclined to smoke than a person who never did that.
Yeah, so. It might be also kind of watered down by the other things in it.
Those
versus,
filters coming out might clear your system, though. I just blast the colon.
Yeah.
Right up.
It's clean as a whistle.
Fibrous.
Either that or you'll be constipated.
Yeah.
So you can do a whole vape.
Yeah. A vape.
Ooh, vape.
I'll eat a pen.
Yeah, that way
drink
you can walk
vape
around
juice.
With it.
Yeah.
Someone should drink vape juice.
Oh, no.
And die.
I think legally you need to add "and die" to the end of that.
That's the newest Goosebumps. They brought Goosebumps back. Yeah. Drink vape and die.
Drink vape,
vape
juice.
And die.
Sounds good.
To choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought
do it or
one
don't.
Tough to be addicted. I was super scared of that.
Well, that's what the DARE program taught
me. Yeah, it taught me that. When we filmed that video, I was
one puff and you're addicted. You're
home. Thank God that one cigarette for that video, I did not get addicted.
Also, I want to say we've gone into production on one of the year's greatest videos. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But stay tuned.
The Haunted Wii 2.
Oh, it's
the Christmas Wii.
It's Haunted Wii U.
The Jolly Wii.
It rhymed too.
God, it wrote itself.
We're just filming it this week, and you're going to be happy.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk actually real quick. This is a little venting about video games. That's okay.
Uh-oh.
Really quick. Nintendo and Skylanders teamed up. And this is a dumb thing that most people don't care about. But Skylanders is this huge franchise, and they made these amiibos.
Yeah.
That it's amiibo or a Skylander, it's Bowser or Donkey Kong, or whatever.
Yeah.
They do not sell these amiibos separately ever at all. You have to buy the bundle deal. Which is weird, but I guess you need the game for it, whatever. I need the Wii U version. They only sell Donkey Kong with the Wii U version. So in order for me to get the Bowser one, which is what my kid wants, I have to buy a $70 game just to get the fucking amiibo out of it.
Yeah.
This is the worst plan.
No, it's the
no,
best
that's
plan.
Actually,
it's the best
very
plan.
Clever
fuck
plan.
Sean,
you.
You're about to spend $70.
Hey,
I'm not going
to. On that note, I'm 4 or 5 corporations screwing me over from just accepting the fact that we live in hell. This is an alternate dimension and life is not supposed to be enjoyable. It just sucks. Mike, I went to.
I don't think things are that bad.
But, no. Hear me out. I went to a coffee shop. Well, I went to Starbucks. I'll just admit it today, and I got a coffee cup of my iced coffee. For the past 3 years, it's cost $2.95. Now suddenly it's $3.25, and I just asked them. I was like, "Was there a price increase on this?" And the girl just kind of looked around and went, "Yeah, hey, that's Starbucks for you." And I just felt like it's a sad day when the person behind the counter just kind of expects me to accept that, like, yeah, that we're just going to charge you more money. You're not getting anything more, and welcome to your life. Everything's
she's
just
like 17. I don't think she gives a fuck.
It's just going to cost more money. Yeah. It's the same thing you're describing. It's like they could sell it separately and make your life easy, but they're not going to.
They're not going to. And the hardcore? The version, I mean, everyone wants Bowser. Who the fuck wants Donkey Kong? No one. They put their best selling system. Everyone has a Wii U. For the 3DS, I can get the Bowser. Oh, fuck that. What are we doing here?
Do they cross?
We're doing exactly what will make the hardcore buy both.
I had a thought about this kind of conversation earlier in the week, and I feel like video games weren't always like this. There was a time,
there wasn't money in it.
Dreamcast era, GameCube era, PlayStation 2, where there was kind of this dedication to really giving you everything you wanted, and there was no bullshit about it. But somewhere along the line, like a switch got flipped, and it seemed that people giving you video games no longer wanted to give you everything you want and make it like make you really happy and fulfill all your desires.
They want
to
hook you.
Yeah. Instead, they just kind of want to like bait you and like kind of just drag you along and string you along.
Season pass, baby.
Yeah, and they keep like just not giving you what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really seems like it wasn't always this way. And I was like, when did that change happen? Was it like Xbox 360 era, like in the middle of that kind of console?
I definitely think it was in that era, the PS3, 360 era.
What do you think, Rocco? Because you're like, I feel, one of like maybe the most hardcore gamer.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. No, it was in that era. I mean, I think you started to see a little bit of DLC show up in like the original Xbox.
Yeah, but
not, that was like, whoa,
you know what?
Rare thing.
Actually, thinking about it, I think DLC. It was like Rock Band and Guitar Hero that kind of blew this wide open. Those games came out, I feel like that was the first game where it was like super acceptable to just like, yeah, there's going to be a shit ton of DLC for this, but that's how the game is going to work. Like people just kind of went into it knowing like, yeah, this game requires a lot of DLC to play.
Well, yeah, you don't have to play it that way.
I'm not saying that that was the game that started ripping you off. But I feel like that was the kind of game that made it okay for...
No, it was Oblivion. It was definitely Oblivion.
Oblivion
came out.
I never played Oblivion.
I remember this.
But that was... Yeah, that's legendary. Is when that came out, it was... What? You want your horse to be a different color? Dollar... When that happened, people went, what is this? What is going on? Even though, again, you didn't have to do it. You know, whatever. But everyone took notice of that. It was like, wait, so a new costume for the
Oblivion. Course. Was that original Xbox?
That was 360.
That was 360.
Yeah, it's definitely during that era.
But I think a reason for all of this happening was video games became the thing that outsold the movie industry around that time.
Yeah.
And it got on corporations' minds to, hey, we should maybe look a little deeper into this product. It's generating more money than the motion picture industry now. What is this video games thing? How can we get some more money out of it?
Yeah.
But it seemed to be like, how can we get some more money without giving them more of a game?
Oh, or in some point, far less of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, and I wonder if it will ever swing back the other way. I wonder if they'll ever hit a point where people are like,
if you like indie,
in mass, the whole video game culture is like, no. No more DLC, just not buying it.
Yeah, I
think where it is right now, the biggest titles are all played by 14-year-olds. You're talking like your Call of Duties and your Minecraft and stuff like that. Their pockets are limitless because it's
their parents'
allowance.
Pockets.
It's their parents' pockets. They don't have any overhead
bills. Yeah,
so it's like, you know, the hardcore gamers could put their foot down, but there's still going to be Legion out there that's playing
Madden. All
right,
then it has to be on the parents to say,
Mom and Dad, no.
You're not playing this game. We're taking a political stand.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's never going to happen.
No.
Shit.
No. And dude, we're back fucked. To the Nintendo thing really quick. Nintendo, everyone I know at Nintendo, I'm sure you didn't decide this, but some fucker out there did.
Someone in their marketing room did.
Why can't there be both versions for the system? Like, why couldn't they do that? They have to exclude only Donkey Kong for the Wii U. Like, why can't you have both? Like, what? You do that just because you just knew. They knew they were going
to
fuck all... Because
they want you to...
It's a fucked up world we live in.
I just...
It's not fucked up in their eyes, though, because they want to make more money.
Yeah, and but you can buy those things on eBay for $50 for that figure. And it's like, this is so dumb. It's all dumb. I just hate this shit.
So there you go. The world we live in is hell.
It is.
Starbucks is 30 cents more in game DLC.
Yeah.
We live in hell.
You know what? You act like it's not a big deal, but it's a slippery slope, my friend. I know. It's 30 cents today.
Yeah.
It's 30 cents tomorrow.
Did you read?
Where does it end?
Yeah.
Santa Claus needs to get the fucking Bowser Amiibo. He doesn't know what the fuck he's going to do right now. That's all I'm saying.
Did you, there was a great article. I'm sure someone will link to it. There was an article, an interview with the guy who made Pirate Bay. And I don't know if you saw that, but it just came out a couple days ago on that site, on Motherboard is the name of the site.
Yeah, it's a good site.
And it was an interview with him, and he was like, oh yeah, we've lost. The battle for free internet has been lost. We've completely lost. And he's like, wow, you don't seem very positive about this. What is it? And he's like, but he kind of mentioned what you're saying. He's like, we've given up so many little things. We've gone, oh, Facebook wants this from me. Well, whatever.
Yeah, it's
true. Well, this and this. Oh, whatever. And he's like, and it's just caused all these little things to happen that we've just given up. And we go, well, it'll be okay. Well, it'll work itself out. Well, someone will do this. Well, they're not going to do that. Well, this is the, you know. And he's like, and meanwhile, they're finally bringing the internet to like these parts of like Africa and places that never had it before.
Yeah.
And Facebook is paying to do it. And it's like, oh, how good of them. Oh, bravo. Let's let Facebook in because it's Facebook. I'm sure they'll do a good job. And he's like, and if you go there, you can connect to Facebook easily and not other things. And it's in their interest and it's just, in their, you know,
it's
like.
It's just gathering information on those individual people.
Yeah, all these
people.
Other little things. He's like, we've said, sure, to so many little things. That it's amounted to that we've lost and we can't win and that's it, you know. And it sounds a little more negative than it is. Yeah. He goes into much more detail where it's interesting, and he does have an optimistic outlook on. He's like, we need this to affect people's jobs a little bit more before real change happens. But right now it sucks. Like he talks about how to get through it and what's going to happen, whatever. It's a really interesting article if you look that up on Motherboard.
I think
it's not just someone being negative and ragging on stuff.
Free internet
it's
was
really
lost
good.
When we accepted mid-roll ads. In the middle of a video, your video stops, so they force
you to watch.
Pre-roll. You know what? Pre-roll was a huge battle that we lost in and of itself.
Yeah.
But mid-roll ads is when the internet... cease to be.
Here's where I stood with that whole thing. When pre-rolls, when I got them before, you know, ABC would let you watch an episode of Lost on their website. Yeah. Oh, there's a pre-roll. Well, hey, I'm getting an hour-long TV show here. I don't mind. Show me a commercial.
Yeah.
And then a mid-roll on that. Hey, so I'm getting an hour-long TV show. And they got to pay for it. I had no problem with that. But then once it was on a short, it was like, wait, why does a 2-minute short have a pre-roll? Mm-hmm. Wait, what? You know, it's like a commercial break on a show makes sense.
I
and I still am fine with
minutes
that.
Or longer, I give you
yeah,
a pass.
I don't care. Yeah. But then it was like, oh, now it's on
as
shorts.
Much, honestly,
like, oh.
As much as I fucking hated Rickrolling, I wish somebody could Rickroll me today.
And they can't.
But they can't.
Yeah.
If you link me to a video, I'm going to get a fucking McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, we almost did a video about that.
We did.
At
we
one
talked
point,
about that.
There was a concept for a video we were going to do where people try to Rickroll each other. It's that fucking Nebraska pre-roll.
Doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and by the way, speaking of pre-rolls, they've hit maximum bullshittiness today.
Oh,
I saw a Star Wars pre-roll.
Oh.
Who doesn't know about Star Wars at this point?
Wait,
if I'm on YouTube, like, do you think I don't know what Star Wars is or like when it's coming out?
Unfortunately, I know you made a video about all the merchandise for Star Wars, but I saw something. I think it was on Reddit today, honestly, but it was saying how Star Wars went too far, and it's those cutie oranges. And
it
was for Star Wars, and then the BB-9, whatever that thing is,
BB-8,
all over it.
Tangerines,
tangerines. It's like.
What the fuck?
Wow, you guys, whoa. I feel like Disney already made their money back. I bet they paid for Star Wars, how many billion
movies
they
will buy a
week. The movie hasn't come out yet, they already made their money back.
They must know, though, like, if you just fucking shove it down the people's throats so hard, we were already going to see Star Wars because we're hardcore nerds or whatever.
Right.
I mean...
It's not hard. You don't need to be a hardcore
nerd.
Everybody on Earth is going to see Star Wars.
Here's the thing. I mean, we watched Star Wars in high school, a lot of people didn't. Like, we watched this show from the, or this movie from the 70s and 80s and, like, all fell in love with it and were, like, arguably, like, nerdy kids about it. Like, we played video games, we watched sci-fi. It's different now because Big Bang Theory is on television and everyone's parents think that's what you are. If you're sitting at home, your parents think you're Sheldon. So enjoy that. But this is the hell that we're living in. But, like, yeah, now it's, like, Comic-Con culture and it's all fucking acceptable and that's fine, whatever. It's very popular. Star Wars is very popular and it's going to go be seen by everyone. But, like, the amount of advertising that feels so unnecessary. I've never
seen anything like it.
What, but they must know something we don't.
I know. I have an explanation for it.
What?
We live in hell. Life sucks. It's not getting better. It's going.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
By the way, and I'm, and let me remind you, I'm being a positive person from starting last week. Moving forward.
I'm taking what you're saying and I'm changing it a little bit from my own perspective.
Okay.
I think the media and companies and stuff are worse, but life is not getting worse.
No,
that's true. All right, fair enough. Life's
but that's great. But that's such a big part of our lives. When your life that might as well
is,
be.
It really makes it makes Sequence Erase very, very.
Poignant.
Yeah, very poignant.
It's like a
Thank
work
you.
Of art. And
there you go.
It is. You should. You finally deserve that Pulitzer you won all those years
ago.
Yeah,
I finally earned it. So before I didn't. Before I just kind of took it, but now I've earned it.
We have a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we should say real quick. Speaking of massive corporations, I want to say thank you to Kickapoo.
No, these guys are indie.
These guys are indie. To be fair,
they are
Kickapoo. Kickapoo Joy Juice. Is a soda that tastes like you're drinking from God's seed.
Do you know that Disney offered a Star Wars can, and they said no. They turned it down and said we're too indie for that.
Yeah.
Wow. So good on them.
Good on you.
Good on them.
Kickapoo.
Yeah.
God's seed.
You're not indie, fuck you.
They fought it off. Yeah. They wanted to do a Darth Vader black can, and they went, deuces.
It's Cyber Monday can.
Anyway, yeah, so Kickapoo Joy Juice, drink one today. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and order yourself a case. You can also go on Amazon if they're in stock. They've been selling out, so I can't guarantee you'll even get that.
Nice.
So you better get on it now.
But the size is perfect for a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, you could throw that in a stocking. They're gonna your family's going to love you. You fill their stockings with soda.
That would be great.
Open it first. Dump it right in.
Which one?
So anyway, or follow them on Twitter, at DrinkKickapoo, and you'll get all kinds of updates. Where can you drink this delicious soft drink? Where can you find it? Where can you have a sip? They're going to tell you. So order that. Also, another sponsor, LootCrate.com. You talk about the best of nerd culture. You're going to want every fucking Doctor Who shirt from the site.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I heard next week there's going to be BB-890 merchandise in there.
BB-890 is going to be in the box.
Yeah. There's going to be a can for you to just smash in your
head.
The
box is going to open up and he's going to go, gonna eat pizza, gonna eat pizza.
BB bobblehead.
Gonna drink soda.
Look, we're joking, but go fucking Loot Crate. Do it.
No, just I'm kidding around. LootCrate.com has been a great sponsor. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64.
Is that where you know what? Hey, no bullshit. I want to give props to Loot Crate. We've met them at many conventions. We've brought up the fact that we talk so much shit in our promotions for Loot Crate. We're like, hey, you must hate us because we just don't take it serious. We talk a lot. We say a lot of bad things.
It's in guns in there, heroin.
They gave us carte blanche. They said, hey, say whatever you want. Yeah, we, cool don't, guys. We don't
well,
care.
Not whatever we want. It doesn't give you cancer.
Yeah.
The great.
Don't say that.
If I want to say it, they'd be cool with it.
Well,
so,
maybe.
But anyway, Loot Crate, well, like I said before.
They're cool guys.
There's things we make fun of, but there's always, it's like, for the price that you get every month, there's always one thing in it that is worth that price.
Yeah. You know what?
Even if you don't like the rest of it, there's one thing that's worth
it. We make a lot of jokes, but I got a lot of Loot Crate stuff. Like, hanging around my house, I got the Pollos Hermanos cooking apron in my kitchen.
Yeah. I have the Terminator skull on my desk. I use a mug that they
gave us.
I've got
the glow-in-the-dark group figure on my desk.
Those Ghostbusters Final Nation.
Doctor Who isn't for me. But my brother likes it, so here you go, Luke. Here's a Doctor Who thing.
Give him a sonic screwdriver.
So, now I'm your friend.
I got that Batman Bizarro Pop figure.
Yeah.
Joker Batman.
Yeah. So anyways.
I like getting stuff in the mail, too.
So there you go. If you like that, go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and sign up, and you get a good deal, and you get it every month.
It feels like a present.
Exactly. I want to talk real quick too about we were. Do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, sure. This company reached out to us. Yeah, they reached out to us. They sent us one of their smartphones. The company's called Alcatel, and the phone is the Idol 3. We've had a chance to play around with this, and it's pretty cool. They wanted to show us off. We'll do an unboxing now. Check that out.
Zoom in on that.
Oh my god!
That was almost the funniest plug.
Jesus, it's slick.
It's a slick phone.
If I just smash this on camera.
Remember when they would call electronics sexy?
Yeah.
This is pretty sexy.
That was happening for a while.
You know what?
Sexy.
I have what do I have? I have the Samsung. I have a different Android phone from a few years ago. It's heavier than this phone, I noticed. And I was playing around with this at my house, and it's pretty cool. You know, it's not that expensive. It's cheaper than an iPhone or the other things out there, and it's a smartphone. Does everything all the other ones do?
Does it run Android?
It does. It runs on the Android system. And the one I have at my house, actually what I was doing, because I already have a cell phone, you know. So I got a Google number on this, and I have it in my house. And I kind of been using it as like a house line, just lying around like an alternate number.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I could check Facebook on it and use all the apps. And I still get service wherever there's an internet Wi-Fi connection, because I don't want to, you know, put a SIM card in this and get a carrier service. You can, but that's just not what I've been doing.
Gotcha.
But playing around with it in my house, I think it's fun. It's cool. If I didn't already have a cell phone, you know, I'd be very happy to have this.
Well, I do have a cell phone, and I'm thinking about switching over. So
you have an older iPhone?
No, I don't. I have the 6. And
it looks like someone beat the shit out of it.
Someone
did.
Do
you let your kids play with your phone?
You
kind of have to.
Yeah, but this was an accident. I was holding... This wouldn't happen in this
Eric
phone, by the way.
Eric says you don't have to.
No, but I was holding the baby and then trying to figure out where I was going, like on my phone, and then she just, when this, it fell,
yucka,
and then broke. So if I would have had one of these, it probably wouldn't have happened, but I have the shitty iPhone. So, Apple.
Wow.
Thanks
a
lot.
Anyways.
Make a better phone like this.
They sent us these phones.
They didn't pay us. They said, do you want some phones? I said, okay.
So cool. Thank you.
That's a nice looking phone.
Yeah. Anyways,
so thank you. I think you can get those phones at AlcatelOneTouch.us. And the person who sent me these is actually someone I knew from a long time ago.
What?
And she asked if I would give a shout out to Adventure Hellman Jack.
And you
said no? This is the weirdest
plug. Because her son would enjoy that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Adventure Hellman Jack.
I said I would do that.
All right. Hellman
Adventure
Jack.
Hellman. We are in
hell. It's
like
hell. Shotgun Tom
we
Kelly.
We are in
hell. Man Jack. Talk about video games.
Okay, yeah, there's video. We should talk. I was gonna skip video games, but
really?
Well, I
want to.
Hey,
oh,
I want to
no.
talk about. I want to talk about another stupid corporation thing really quick, and it's 2 seconds.
All right. I love this topic.
Alcatel,
there you go. Just real fast. Pepsi did a promotion for Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
And they put out, we're gonna sell the Pepsi from Back to the Future. and then you, they put them up. Oh, we made like 1,000 of them.
And they're,
oh,
how
they're
much
gone.
For that one thing of Pepsi?
20
bucks for a bottle of Pepsi.
Gone in 2 seconds.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Gone in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Just sell them in stores. Oh, we're going to sell them again. Both times they tried to put this Pepsi on sale. Reddit people found the link early and they were gone before the promotion happened. So that was that. So then they announced this week Crystal Pepsi is coming back. It has been announced. Crystal Pepsi is returning. Okay.
Yeah.
So enter this contest and you could be one of however many thousand people to get a case of Crystal Pepsi.
Thousand
people.
No thanks.
Just sell this shit in stores.
Well, they're going
I
to.
Don't
you
understand.
That?
Are they going to?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Like summer next year.
Yeah, okay.
Do it
well,
now.
No, that's fine.
It's
no,
fine.
I don't... Hey,
do it now.
I don't understand the contests or the promotions when it's... And if you go to their website, they're selling tons of merchandise for all those products. There are 10,000 different products for the Back to the Future soda.
Really?
Pepsi Perfect shirt, Pepsi Perfect Ottoman, Pepsi Perfect everything, but not the drink. Oh, we only made a couple thousand of those. Just put them in every store and sell them.
You know what's funny is if that promotion would have been handled better and it wasn't a clusterfuck, I probably would want a Pepsi Perfect shirt. Because that's a cool thing. Like, that's a cool part for the movie.
They have a hoodie of it that looks so painfully like 80s. It looks shitty, but like in a charming way.
Yeah.
And I would have wanted that.
But now,
had they not fucked
it. But yeah,
now
I just kind of feel mad about it. It's like, yeah. you fuck $20 for a bottle of soda.
Anyway,
fuck you.
I just wanted to point that out. Well, to be fair, with the soda, it was in like a fancy case and things like that.
Yeah.
There was more to it than just here's a bottle of whatever.
Yeah, you get a case of fancy soda for your shelf.
It was a display and all that stuff. But it was still, yeah, whatever. To be fair, in the movie, he gives him a 50 to buy it. So you're still getting,
you know, you do have a
getting
point.
A good all right, deal.
All right,
you're getting a good deal.
Flip me around.
We are in hell. We are in hell. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. Just anyway, games. We want to talk about games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were playing something you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Cities Skylines on the PC. I really enjoy it. It's like a better SimCity. So I like it, that kind of game. I enjoy simulation games, management games. I find them very relaxing. So when I need de-stress, I like build my city a little bit. I am loving Cities Skylines. Check it out if you want a city management simulator. That's all I've been playing all week, bro. My city's so big. You wish you lived there. It's called Sextown.
No way.
Sextown, nice. And then in parentheses, on drugs.
Whoa.
So you know, everybody there is having a good time.
Sounds hell like a yeah. Van Halen song.
Sextown on drugs. So that's the game I've been playing.
Zippity bop.
I was just going to say, a bunch of stuff. You know, it really sucks because, like, so many things came out at the same time. I don't understand. When it all comes out in fall, it's like, oh my gosh, I only have so much time to spend on this stuff. But also, too, like, I know games get lost. It always blows my mind that they release all these games at the same time. Because, like, Rise of the Tomb Raider came out. That's what the new one is called, right? Rise of the Tomb Raider. On Xbox One. And it came out the same day as Fallout. Well, yeah, it's lost now. Like it got lost in the shuffle, and I'm hearing sales aren't that good. It's just like, man. And for me personally, a few games I was looking forward to a lot came out at the same time. And I was just going to say those real quick. They released Yakuza 5, finally came out on the PS3. I've been waiting for a port of that to the U.S. for so long. And
PS3?
Then finally, on PS3.
Yeah.
Didn't it's even a, come that's on a, PS4.
No.
Nope, it's a PS3 game.
Stupid.
It's taken that long.
Shit,
well,
I mean, get it.
It's an older game. Yeah. And it finally came out in the U.S. It's download only. There isn't even a copy of it anywhere. But I can't recommend it enough. It is so
really?
Robust and,
you were disappointed with Yakuza 4, weren't you?
No, I was. You were?
I couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got through one and a half characters.
I was blown away by Yakuza 4. Yakuza 4 told its story episodically where the game starts, here's the story. It was almost like, the game's not sci-fi, so I don't want to say Twilight Zone necessarily, but that same kind of story, like, where it's broken into, this is about this guy. And then it's almost like you beat that game, all right, now we're going to tell the story of this character. Okay, great, and now we're going to, it was like, almost like you got four different games, and then at the end they all come together. It was so cool, and it looks like 5 is kind of doing the same thing.
It's cool.
I haven't played a ton of it yet, but you know, you're free to explore Japan. I was going into stores and literally you can pick up and flip through manga and read every page and put it down. There's a ton of different titles. You can, I've said this before about Yakuza series, but it feels like the next step of Shenmue where it's not totally open world, but it's open. You know, you can go through a small, you know, city, and you're in Japan, and you're exploring it.
There's, like, open areas that are chained together.
Yeah, yeah. And the story is great. It's a great crime story. I'm really loving that. So that was one. Played that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
See, 4 was my first Yakuza game, and I think I just didn't connect that well with
sure.
it. And it came at a time where there's a lot going on.
There was a lot coming out, yeah.
But I'm going to hold off on 5. They also announced that there's a more recent Yakuza game is finally going to come
for
to PS4.
PS4,
yeah. Zero,
right? Yeah, probably next year.
Yakuza
yeah.
Zero next yeah. year. I think I'm going to get that one.
Yakuza yeah, wait for that. Wait again. For that.
Because if you're saying this is episodic 2 where all 5 characters
are it's the story 4. Of a few characters.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks that way. Yakuza Zero is about how it all began.
And I'm
so wait for that.
I'm interested in that, and I'm also interested on a more recent.
Yeah.
I think a recent game engine is going to lend itself better to that open world.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, if you're with being kind of limited on what you could play, I would wait.
Okay.
But I was going to say.
Keep going.
So anyway, I also played a game that came out this week quietly was Devil's Third. The game created by Itagaki, the guy who made Ninja Gaiden, Dead or Alive, all those games. He has been working on his own game for, I think, 8 years. It was that long. Nice. There are trailers at the beginning that don't even resemble the game that it is
That's
now.
That's a passion project.
Yeah, and Nintendo swept it under the rug. It's gone from company to company as they all closed down. And Nintendo finally said, we'll publish it. We'll put it on the Wii U. They swept it under the rug completely where it came out this week, and it was at the bottom of like their newsletter. Oh, by the way, yeah, Devil's Third. Like, out of nowhere.
Wow.
And what people found out is the amount, the copies shipped were basically to meet pre-orders. And someone from GameStop told Destructoid, yeah, our website, we had about 400 copies to sell throughout
the country. So if you didn't get it, so it's gone.
So that game may, and they're saying, it's published by Nintendo. It is published by them. That may be the rarest game ever published by Nintendo.
Wow.
Commercially. You know, there's some games that might be rarer that maybe they didn't put out all the way. But
so
this
pick
game,
it up if you can find it.
And let me tell you, just from playing it, it's not a good game, but it is a fun game. It is like a bad Dolph Lundgren movie where the cutscenes are, what is happening? And things like things aren't matching up. You go into an animation to like bash a guy over your knee and the guy doesn't make it there, so you're doing this to nothing. And I mean
that's pretty bad.
The game is broken, the frame rate drops, but it's fun to play. It's a hybridized game where there's kind of Ninja Gaiden action mixed with you pull out a gun and it becomes a first person shooter. It's fun to play, and I really recommend if you can find it, get it. Now, it is up on the eShop. You can download it, but in terms of finding a physical copy...
How much are those going for on eBay? Are they still, like, nothing?
It's normal now.
Wait a year or two.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who are like, I'm going to wait till it's in the bargain bin. You ain't going to find it in the bargain bin. So check that out if you can't. If you're in the mood for a cheesy-ass game. And then the last game was Xenoblade Chronicles X. Came out, and that was one of my most anticipated Wii U games, and I'm really disappointed. That game is not for me at all. It doesn't really correlate to the last one at all. So it's honestly hard. I shouldn't even be comparing them, but you have to because the last Xenoblade Chronicles is one of my favorite games in the past decade, and so it's hard. It's you know you shouldn't compare them, but I have to. You know honestly, it's so far of what I played. It's a lot of complication and not really a lot of fun. And I know that later on, I guess a lot of that goes away. But what really drove me to play the last one was the story. That was a big driving part of it. Within the first few hours of the last game, people that you love die. And things happen that motivate you to, man, shit, I gotta do this. It becomes a revenge story and you want to explore the world. And the world is huge. Now, the world in this new one is huge. They nailed that. But, man, I don't have the motivation to explore it because the story is so bogged down with technical bullshit that I just don't care. There's no one that I humanly care for, and so I'm not really motivated to play it. Not enjoying it right now. I'll play it more later, but it's at the bottom of my stack.
Does it still cut out? Because what the last one, Xenoblade Chronicles, did so well was cut out all the bullshit RPG, time-wasting, leveling up or grinding, that was kind of removed from that RPG. Is that...
Yeah,
the
combat
suit?
Is pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
So that's good, but they bog you down with so much technical stuff that, frankly, it's not that fun to me. So I don't know.
Technical stuff.
Bummer.
Just in terms of explaining everything you have to do in these areas and the sci-fi world, it's all exposition rather than... things you care about. I don't know. I just you know what? The last game was Star Wars, and this one's a little too far into Star Trek, where it's just all spaceships and not really anything interesting.
Okay.
So anyway, that's just my opinion. That's my take on it. But anyway.
Hey, I know time is up for the podcast, but just give me 10 minutes. I have like a recommendation info dump because I watched so many movies this week. Was reading books. Was listening to music. Checking out music videos. I want to recommend a bunch of stuff to some people. You give me permission to do that?
I watched a bunch
Hell
of stuff,
yeah.
too. So.
Cool. All right. We're going to do an extra large episode this week. I was checking out a lot of music videos recently. I direct music videos on my personal YouTube channel. Check them out if you haven't seen them.
Derek did a new one recently, too, by the way, that I want to say was really good.
Yeah.
What was the
Thank
name
you.
Of that one?
I meant to text you. I'm really sorry.
Oh.
Your latest music video I thought was so incredible. Like,
wow.
You did such a good job.
Thank you.
And Eric, thank you for apologizing because you definitely needed to.
I did.
I did a music video for this band, Ray Pila. And yeah, it was an experience. I'm happy the video came out, and it's, yeah, getting good reviews. So I was happy. Thank you, Eric. Mm-hmm. But I was checking out some other music videos. I want to see what the competition's like. I found a great music video by the band Tame Impala. The Less I Know, the Better. It's directed by this collective that goes by the name Canada. I've seen some of Canada's other music videos in the past. They're hit or miss. The ones that are good are really good. The ones that are bad are a little bit confusing. This is one of the best videos by them I've ever seen, so I highly recommend it. Tame Impala, The Less I Know, the Better. And I found another music video. The music videos that I work on kind of have a lot of animation, and I found a group of animators that are French that kind of remind me of the style that I would like to go for. It's cool, it's weird, it's out there. They go by the names Merzik and Marisso. They have these...
Easy to find.
They're artists, you know, they gotta be avant-garde. They have hard-to-pronounce names. Yeah. Yo, but check out the video. It's not safe for work, but check out the video G.I. Jane by the band Jackson and His Computer Band. The animation's done by these guys. It's weird, but cool. And I like their style. Check them out if you like that. They got more stuff out there. Been listening to a lot of Tame Impala since I heard that, since I saw that music video. And I've been reading this book recently that I would like to recommend to people. It's called Stoned. The author is a woman. Her name is Aja Radin. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's all about like jewelry and gems. The book is kind of starts about talking about human desire and how a lot of the world is motivated by people's obsession with possessing something just because it's pretty and because there's not a lot of it.
Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Exactly.
No, Devil's Third.
If something doesn't have any value, people will put value into it if it's pretty, if it looks pretty, and if there's not a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And then the book goes on to talk about five times in history, human history, where the course of history was altered because of jewels. And it's a really interesting book. Mm. And if we had more time, I would go into some anecdotes from the book, but I highly recommend it. Check it out.
You have more time. He's given you. You got another 20
minutes. Sean looks like he's enjoying it.
I'm almost done. What were we going to say?
No.
You got the thumbs up. You're good.
Yeah. It's a good book. And then I saw a shit ton of movies this week. I saw Krampus in theaters.
It's out. I want to go see that. Hell yeah.
I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
You don't say.
I won't go into the story, but it's supposed to be a horror comedy mix. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was scary. So,
there you go. So maybe pick one.
Yeah.
That's a great review.
That's my review.
Woo! Set out to do so much, didn't achieve any.
It's an unfunny horror comedy that's not
scary. Yeah. I thought it was
a good Christmas movie.
No.
Oh, all three missed. Swing and a miss.
I thought it was gonna be rated R. I was disappointed to find out it was rated PG-13. I'm pretty sure I was the oldest person in the movie theater.
Okay.
But yeah, it started off. I had high hopes when it started off. The opening scene is like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. That song over Black Friday riot footage. So I was like, okay.
Nice.
All right, let's see where this is going. That was the high point of the movie for me. I saw a documentary on Netflix about H.R. Giger. Hans-Rudy Giger.
Yeah, I almost watched that.
Very interesting. Everybody's familiar with H.R. Giger, but you get to kind of find out about his personal history, which I don't think anybody's familiar with. And no. I was into it because he's a cool artist and I liked his story. I saw Over the Top for the first time. It's also on Netflix. Sylvester Stallone movie about arm wrestling.
Yeah.
I recommend this movie. I liked it better than Krampus. It's like a cheesy...
It's like a better Krampus.
It's like a cheesy, heartfelt 80s movie where Sylvester Stallone has to arm wrestle people. If he's not the best arm wrestler in the world, his life goes to shit, basically.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And then my favorite movie that I saw this week was a documentary on Netflix called Best of Enemies. Not everybody's going to like this movie, but it's about a debate in the 60s between Gore Vidal and William Buckley Jr. It's like a very conservative, articulate guy and a very conservative liberal man having a debate where they just argue back and forth in the 60s. Sounds kind of boring, but I found it very fascinating. It was called Best of Enemies. It's on Netflix. That's all the shit I was doing this week. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Sean.
That was,
and I didn't even use all my 10
that
minutes.
That wasn't even 10.
That was cool. Yeah, we got more time than... You got 10 minutes, so I'll take the rest of it. Three more minutes. Okay, great. I don't even know. Give me something to talk about.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Thoughts? we're going to wrap it up. I actually do want to say, though, thank you to everybody for watching this week. Check out our Christmas cast next week.
Ooh.
It's going to be a good one. I'm excited about it. If you get a chance, go to our website, mega64.com. There's always, you can find the latest info always there. You know, follow us on Twitter, too. You get lots of little updates there as well. But I want to tell everybody, you know, if you want to support the show, as always, you have the option. We do have a Patreon or patreon.com/mega64. You can contribute. We're still inching our way closer to our next goal, which is maybe a new studio. But as we said before, we just now are getting the funding that we got from our first month on Patreon. So we're still digging into kind of these, you know, the milestones we already hit. So look for updates on that soon. Thank you to everybody who's contributed, but you could go there, or you always have the option to go to shop.mega64.com and you can get any of our new stuff.
Don't give us your last $5 though. All right.
Don't do that.
Some people want to like get in our good side to be like, they sent us an email like, oh, I didn't buy groceries this week because I gave you my last $5.
We're not a corporation.
Save your last $5. Okay, that's not for us. That's for you.
That's for
you.
We're indie.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy your Starbucks.
Get yourself something
nice. Only if you can afford it.
I also want to say that probably the next couple days would be, if you want something from our store for a Christmas gift for somebody, you have to order it soon to give us some time to get it out to you. So if you're thinking about giving a shirt of ours or a DVD of ours as a Christmas gift, order that as soon as possible so we can get that out to you. You can get it in time.
Our new Blu-ray Mega 64 paid DLC expansion pack.
Ooh, you got it.
On disc unlockables.
That isn't.
Is that right?
The joke is the title is fucked up, but you actually get everything.
Yeah.
With just one purchase.
Yeah.
But there you go.
There is on disc. There is no switcheroo. It sounds like it's a switcheroo.
But that is.
But it's a good old fashioned good deal.
That's still. There you go. That's still in stock. And Mega 64 time, as you said before, is clinging on there. They might last through the holidays, but we're not sure. So, is everything okay?
Yeah, it was just a weird camera.
Funny cut. They're cracking themselves up. Back in the production booth.
Also, too, getting back to the Patreon, I want to make a Gamer Wars movie. So if you're not...
Yeah, let's get to it.
If you're not going to get us to that level...
Tommy wants to make it, too.
Turn the podcast off. Tommy doesn't want to make it.
You don't
That's
think?
Why we need the 50K. That's just a Tommy Tallarico retainer.
Because he...
But he just promises that we'll have full access to his Ferrari.
Yeah.
To the video games live world tour catalog. We can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
video games
live.
We can
film
we'll
in
go.
Dubai.
Yeah. We can film in Dubai.
And with any of the musicians.
Yeah, and for 50K, that's a good deal.
Fuck yeah.
So, there's one fan out there who's got it. Stop being stingy. Write the check. Do everybody else a favor. Okay? Don't put it on everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
We have to have at least one fan who's part of the 1%. So,
probably, yeah.
And
so think about it.
Lastly, I just want to say
what's wrong?
It's that guy.
He's the guy from Fat Albert.
Hubba Bubba Bubba.
Hey.
Bubba Bubba Bubba.
Mushmouth.
Come on, Mushmouth.
I don't know what that
Talk
is.
Talk like Mushmouth.
I don't know.
Why don't you know what Mushmouth is?
I don't know.
I know Old Weird Harold.
Donald.
And Fat Albert?
Whoa. You're the biggest Bill Cosby fan of the group.
You are. Old Weird Harold?
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's crazy how much you like Cosby.
That's what I'd say about Sean. He's a huge Cosby fan.
Yeah.
He actually is.
Yeah, I know.
You think we're joking.
No, I know he's a giant Cosby fan.
I was.
Do the Dennis bit.
I was until he...
Sean used to listen to Bill Cosby as he fell asleep and would dream of Cosby.
Dream of him.
I would.
I dream
World's
of Cosby.
Greatest
freak.
Dad.
You freak.
It's America's Dad.
Hey, freaky.
It's a fucking bummer, guys. Anyways, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
We're going to hell.
Hey, we're shutting down our forums, so just want to throw that in.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Those forums are going away.
Engage. Good night. Engage forums going.
So screen cap it if you want it, because it's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's gone. Goodbye.
Hey, goodbye.